Next item on the agenda is Charles A. DeMarino, Oyster Planting Ground application.
Got some housekeeping. We've received an additional protest petition that came in this morning. Even though the petition, most of the dates of the signatures are from March of this year.
Any idea why it just came in this morning?
No, sir. I did go back. There's two other applications that the applicant has, and they are also petitioning on the petition to they're protesting the other two also. I went back and looked at the applications, and they're not in there either.
Okay. Badger, proceed.
Okay. If I can find it. And I'll put it in here. Oh, I see. Basically, the petition is asking to set aside three different areas that Mr. DeMarino has. And their concerns are there's some oyster rocks around some of the marshes, and there is SAV in the general areas. This encompasses all three, and they're asking it to be set aside. That's not here in front of you today. We're just dealing with the one protest that's here in South Bay. The others will be addressed on another commission docket if we can't work it out. And if they're denied, then the applicant or the protestants or petitioner can come back and apply to have it set aside, and we'd have to go through the process.
Then. Before you get any further, I'm reading the petition. I'm a little confused. It says, we, the undersigned residents of Northampton County, petition the approval of oyster ground numbers by applicant Charles DeMarino. That's the first line. Are they, as I read that, they're petitioning for it to be approved. Petition the approval?
Mr. Ziegler, can you help me with that?
Well, look at the first line, petition to decline oyster ground application.
Well, I can read that all I want to, but then you get to the second line, it doesn't say the same thing to me. I may be grammatically challenged.
No, I understand.
I hear what you're saying.
I understand. I will say that the two petitions are not petitions. The two protests that we have on record here, both of them have signed the petition as protesters. So I'm taking it as a protest, but I understand what you're saying.
Well, wait a minute. Get my lawyer back in here before you go ahead and proceed, and we'll get Ms. Block to take a look at that.
Okay.
Because that's.
Perhaps the achievement.
Mr. Tankard.
I conjecture perhaps the word petition was protest is what they really meant. We protest.
I can't read what they meant.
Okay, yes. I just.
Okay.
Go ahead, Mr.
All right. Charlie DeMarino requests authorization at least 149.29 acres of oyster planting ground in South Bay. This is in lower Northampton County, and the project is protested by two watermen and now 17 on the petition, maybe. Okay. Arrows marking the spot on the seaside, Barrier Islands, town of Cape Charles is just to the west on the bay, and town of Worcester is right where this arrow is, and there's Worcester again. You come on out, and the box here is marking the application area. It's just on the south end of Wreck Island and South Bay. It's about 6.5 miles from the town of Worcester, and it's adjacent to New Inlet. Water depths vary from mean low water on the flats that are in the general area here to -3 feet in the channels, the small channels around the marshes in this area. We'll have a closer view in a minute. Mostly, it's mostly a sand mix on the western side, and on the eastern side of the application has more shifting sand from the inlet. There are oyster rocks adjacent to Wreck Island, which were planted by VMRC in the 90s. In general, South Bay has both clam aquaculture as well as traditional wild oyster harvest. There is no submerged aquatic vegetation, SAV, in the surveyed area. However, there is SAV adjacent to the proposed lease on the north side. There's quite a bit of SAV, and you'll see that right here. You all may remember, and I guess it's really doesn't show up much different, but in these two parcels right here, which on my screen are showing up more green than blue, these are set-aside, SAV set-aside areas, and the last one was in front of the commission. This one was set aside in 2014. And from that, this area through here is now got quite a bit of SAV in it. Mr. DiMarino has two leases for a total of 87.1 acres, and he also has two more applications in Cobb Bay for a total of 400 acres, which is just north of South Bay. And they're protesting that petition or not.
For the record, the council has indicated that a typographical error is acceptable in a situation like this, and it can be declared a petition to decline.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. His lease use plan, he's indicated that the lease for the he plans on using the lease for traditional shelling of the bottom to cultivate existing shell or to plant seed, oysters, or clams. A little closer view, green is the proposed application. We received this back in May of 2017 for 150 acres, and the application was subject to our review of the SAV in the area. You can see with some fingers here in the green line, that was the composite of SAV for the last 5 years. In response to a public interest review, we received two protest letters from two local watermen. They have concerns that the application included the area where VMRC planted shells and that the watermen would not be able to work those rocks in the lease, if leased. Those rocks are here, and they'll show up better in another photo. And you can see these are public baler grinds nearby. Of course, baler was done in 1895, and these were all behind Wreck Island. And now it's migrated back. They're in the surf zone almost. Red is the surveyed 149-acre piece that Mr. DiMarino would like. Because of the shifting sand in the area, staff contacted VIMS to get a better understanding of the SAV that has been impacted by the sand movement. Once the SAV boundary was established, a survey was made by the VMRC surveyors for that 149.29 acres. As you can see, there are fingers here. This is why we contacted VIMS. Because of the shifting sands, these are no longer SAV areas, and we thought it was okay to lease over top of that. We did contact Andrew Button, who is VMRC's Conservation and Replenishment Department head, and he confirmed that the surveyed area did not include VMRC shell plants that were planted near Wreck Island. Shell plants are, you'll see them right up in here. This is our survey, 149.29 acres, SAV all up through here. We went around the marsh, went around the marsh here, went around the baler there. And we did not include any rocks that were planted. And then we came out to this triangle. Keep an eye on this triangle in the next couple, because that's where we've got a little bit of concern. And our recommendation, the applicant's original application included SAV in an area of unassigned vacant bottom that the state had built oyster rocks on, and the public had been working for years. Staff could not support leasing those areas. The applicant agreed with staff, and those areas were eliminated from the proposed lease before the survey was made. Staff, however, questions the leasing of the triangular-shaped area east of the state shell plants. This area is close to the new inlet in an area of shifting sand bottom, and any structure placed in this area could be lost or abandoned. Therefore, based on the above information, staff recommends approval of the applicant's application minus the 30.13-acre triangle area, resulting in a new total of 119.16 acres. Mr. DiMarino believes he can use the triangle area for clams, seed bags during certain times of the year and would like to keep that triangle area. And I'm here to answer any questions.
Questions of Mr. Badger by members of the commission. Mr. Tankard.
During the time that you have been working with this lease, I guess you've probably seen shifts already. This is probably one of the more dynamic areas that
it,
I'm
it really
familiar
is.
With on the chain of Bear Island.
Anytime you get near these inlets, it's a constant change. Matter of fact, this was probably a 2018 photo. This bar is closer, has moved down into this area here now. It's moved down. And this whole area is changing.
Mr. Tankard?
And if my memory serves me, isn't there some issue of ordinance in this area?
That would be, I think, on, I can back it up. Whoops. I think that's down on Godwin and Myrtle, which would be down through here.
Okay.
But I think you're absolutely right. There is some ordinance. There was a bombing during World War II.
Okay. Other questions? Thank you. Is the applicant present or represented? Yes, sir. Good morning. Raise your right hand. So I swear the testimony that you give would be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you God.
Yes, sir.
You state your name for the record, please.
Charles DiMarino.
Okay. Proceed.
Wish I knew how to use this thing. I'll start right here. If you could go back to where you started, if you could help me.
All the way back?
Please. That's good enough.
Well, there.
Back where you were just. That's fine. That one's even. That's what it
was. Right. That was good.
So, these rocks here, I had no problem cutting them out. Makes the waterman happy. I'm a waterman myself. But they were never shelled. These weren't shelled by the state. This was the part that was shelled by the state. This here is all natural. When the island used to end right here, and then it broke, built down, and broke through. And this all built up. After one of the storms, it exposed some shells there. Mother Nature struck on there, and the oysters came in like crazy. And it was a really good place for waterman to work. But this island here is getting so big. And I'd love to show you guys a picture if I could. This is what it looks like today. I'm glad to bring it up here. What is it?
The problem is that's part of the record. No, sir. You have to rely on that.
Okay.
Yeah, we won't keep your computer for 30 days.
I don't care. But this here is moved down here, and it is quite dynamic, as you were saying. And it's even got some grass spurts on there. And the fellow went down with me to survey. I went down there with him, and, I pointed this out too. It's just grass getting ready to grow on here. It's pretty stable. Well, it's still growing, but I feel safe that this here may not be a perfect place to plant clams, but it's not bad for a nursery. And I can certainly put cages there. In this area, of course, is great for nursery beds, as the Terry's and New Inlet do very well. Their seed beds right across. But there's no SAV beds here anymore. They're all gone, even though we still cut it out, so everybody's happy. The tumps are cut out. And I do want this corner also. The petitioners, they want to work the rocks. I totally get it. Have them on the list. Use it often. Not always doing oyster season.
Our Eastern Shore Marine Police love to hear about that, I'm sure.
Well, they came down there. People were even coming down to work it while we were down there surveying it. And they left just in time when Officer Dunton come in, and I wish he were there. So.
Okay.
But I don't know if we should just discuss this or not, but the other application that was, that there was protest at one of them, that this protest, the paper that you have, has no orthodox on that at all. But I guess we just need to take care of this over. All right, well, that's all I got.
Okay.
Oh, I do have one.
Yep, go ahead.
You had something to say about the bombs or something?
Wait a second. Mr. Tanker.
Okay.
Mr. Tanker, do you have a question?
Yeah, I thought that there was some ordinance, World War II, somewhere in the area where your triangle is.
It's the next island down.
Okay.
Yes, sir. It's the next inlet. It's okay. Not New Inlet. Okay. Yes, it's so.
Mr. Tanker.
So I'm going to follow up the little triangle there. What do you really want to do with that?
Well, if it's sand, of course, I don't know what I did to it, but
it's okay. You can talk about the triangle.
Okay. It's just a big sandy area, and it's great for actually, I'm going to do some seed beds. I really want to try. I have plenty of places to do it here, but with this getting so big, it's still going this way. I mean, when I put this application in, it was 2 years ago. I could see this happening. And this is getting more protected all the time. And actually, with the way winds coming in from the north, this here you would think would be a worse shape than, you know, behind this island. But as I said before, the new inlet's having a really good year getting seed beds and stuff. That, you know, the nursery, they put small ones there and grow them up really quick. And so I think I could use this area for that also, along with the rest of it. But so
follow up. So what you're saying is, in effect, Mr. DeMarino, that the movement is helping to protect the area of the
yes,
triangle.
Sir. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. DeMarino. Is anyone here also in support? Anyone here objection to this application? Hank, can you come here a minute, please, to ask your question? Go back to the red triangle, show the public rock, things like whichever one that was. Or that one, the back, that one right there.
Mm-hmm.
If we lease the triangle as well, would that in effect also basically be a impediment, gateway, pathway to others that would have to cross to get into that area to...
Well, I think
is there room for, in other words, is there a potential for dispute through there in such close proximity to the public rock that it poses a problem, in your expert opinion, after being on the shore for 90 years?
92.
Okay.
They can still access it coming in from this direction here. Now, how they actually do, I don't know. I suspect on a real low tide, they may have to come out and around. Charlie may know more.
Okay. Okay. So you're saying it's not?
Yeah, I think they can access it coming in this way.
And again, your objection to leasing the triangle is?
It's just I felt like it was an area of uncertainty, and potentially loss of nets, loss of bags that were going to be abandoned there. I really, outside of that, I have no problems with leasing that particular area.
Due diligence, understood. Any questions of Mr. Badger to follow up? All right, no one's here in protest. Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Tankard from Virginia's Eastern Shore.
Well, I think Mr. DeMarino has been pretty observant, and that this triangle probably will be, or looks as if it is already fairly protected, and the access will really come from the west side of the triangle, so I have no problem, and I will make a motion for him to have the 149.29 acres of the lease, or for the state to lease him 149.29 acres.
Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second.
Second by Dr. Neal. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much.